It's the 28th of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Silent crime is on the rise across Bedfordshire as police authorities urge residents to report all criminal activity in their communities. Many individuals, when asked, said their main reason for not contacting the police when affected by crime believed the police would not address their issue in a meaningful way. John Tizard, the Police and Crime Commissioner, believes this is the wrong attitude. He said victims must always report all crimes in order to assist Bedfordshire Police in building a statistical understanding of the need for resources in each geographical and criminal area. He added, "The police service will, over time, be able to proportionately allocate further resources to all communities and to tackle more crime at an improved rate." Women are using hormone replacement therapy in record numbers across Bedfordshire, according to data provided by the NHS. The treatment is used to dampen the effects of menopause in women, such as hot flushes, insomnia, and anxiety. Bedfordshire Police recently launched Operation Skytree in Helton Regis and Dunstable to address the use of scooters and motorbikes in nuisance or criminal activity. As a result, two individuals were arrested and four vehicles were seized, along with offensive weaponry, banknotes thought to be counterfeit and illegal drugs. PC Tom Sharp, a police spokesperson, said, "We will continue to take robust action using every tool and tactic at our disposal to tackle the nuisance vehicles and associated criminal activity that cause misery to our communities." Clive Arnold, the curator of Moot Hall in Alstow, a building associated with John Bunyan, is searching for his descendants. Mr. Arnold believes that the 17th century author of The Pilgrim's Progress could be related to people with the surnames Bonney, Branson, Brown, Davison, Foster, Johnson, or Millward. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar? Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.